At that time the 11 disciples went into Galilee unto the mountain where Jesus appointed them. And seeing him they adored, but some doubted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This first Friday of April coincides with the Easter Friday Mass of our great octave. 2 weeks ago, do you remember, we sang the Stabat Mater at the cross, her station keeping, for the Feast of the Sorrowful Mother. And 1 week ago at the Tenebrae, we sang, O vos omnes, O all of you who pass by the way, draw nigh and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow. But today in triumph, the Church takes her newly baptized children to the church in Rome dedicated to Our Lady of Sorrows, Our Lady of the Queen of Martyrs. This church, of course, is at the origin of the Feast Day of All Saints. At one time, all of the relics of the saints from the catacombs were gathered in this ancient Roman monument for safekeeping. Too, we as well are gathered for safekeeping unto the Sacred Heart of Jesus and of Mary as we celebrate today with confidence our redemption. Now, what has our Lord, what has the Sacred Heart been doing all week long, if not seeking out to save lost souls and then to turn them around and make them to be his apostles? The Sacred Heart of Jesus, his human heart, is proposed to us as the object of our adoration by this devotion and this first Friday observance and communion each month. Remember, all of the graces that God destines for man are meant to come to us through the sacred humanity of our Lord. Our Lord's human heart is joined to his divine person, and therefore we adore it. But note in the Gospel, this is the end of St. Matthew's Gospel, how they adored, but some doubted. And our Lord, during Easter week, what is he doing if not going after those who are doubting? Not only the angry doubt of St. Thomas, but the doubt of the grief and the depression of Mary Magdalene. Through all of her tears, she couldn't see what was going on, that the Lord was risen. And then, too, the shame of St. Peter for his sin of denial. And the other apostles, they doubted because of a kind of a clueless confusion that was theirs. And, of course, cowardice. It was only St. John who saw clearly, Dominus est, it is the Lord, because he's the apostle of the Sacred Heart. He is the apostle of the Blessed Mother. Today, you've come to church, little handful of faithful First Friday souls, to meet our Lord, just as in today's Gospel. He sends the word out, meet me on such and such a mountain in Galilee. Of course, this is the highest point, they say, in Butler County, fittingly enough for a true Catholic church. And the high point of our church is, up the steps, the mountain of the altar, which is for us the Mount of Calvary. And there our Lord will show himself to us today at the consecration, risen, glorious, to the eyes of our faith. And he will declare, as he told the apostles just now in the Gospel, all power in heaven and earth is given to me. Power over the elements, power over human ills and problems, power over the hearts of men and over evil spirits, over all of the enemies of our salvation, even, maybe especially, our own fear or our own self-love. But our Lord at the altar, his Sacred Heart reassures us, behold, I am with you all days, even unto the consummation of the world. He gives us the strength that we need by these mountain visits, these masses at the altar of salvation, the strength we need to overcome our own faults, those of others, and the strength we need to see. That is why we should not fear, but should have confidence. Of course, sometimes our confidence does take the form, how could it not, because this is part of our human nature, that we want a miracle, and we tell our Lord pretty much exactly what we want and how he needs to be doing it for us. But then again, we remember this Savior of ours, our God, is also our divine friend. He knows best. We have to trust him. There's an interesting example of that, isn't there, in the mystical words of today's epistle from St. Peter's short epistle, in which he talks about those souls who, at the time of Noah, doubted. They did not believe God, and they were amongst, as well, the number of the wicked whom God had sent the flood to punish. And yet they were saved. Scripture says, yet so as by water, they were saved at the last minute. And they had to do their purgatory for long centuries. Then they went to limbo. And our Lord, on Good Friday, when he descended into hell, went to limbo and he preached to them. And he took them with him when he opened the gates of heaven on Ascension Thursday. We must adore and we must not doubt. But for whether it be ourselves or doubting souls for whom we pray, our Lord will go to them with all of the abundance of the graces of his Sacred Heart. A good First Friday reparation prayer is actually found in the Missal today for the secret of today's Mass. Be appeased, we beseech thee, O Lord, and accept these sacrifices which we offer up in atonement for the sins of those who are born anew and for the hastening of heavenly help. This is a good preparation and thanksgiving for our First Friday Reparation Communion. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.